अपरं भवतो जन्म परं जन्म विवस्वतः कथमैतद् विजानीयां त्वमादौ प्रोक्तवानिति। अर्जुन वाच भगवद्गीता 4.4। अर्जुन इज आस्किंग टू कृष्ण अपरं भवतो जन्म। अपरं इज नॉट परम, नॉट हायर, इट इज लोअर। भवतो जन्म, योर बर्थ वॉज लोअर। परम जन्म विवस्वतः, एंड द बर्थ वॉज विवस्वान, वॉज सीनियर। कथमेतद् विजानीयाम्, हाउ कैन आई, हाउ एम आई टू अंडरस्टैंड, तमादौ प्रोक्तवानिति, दैट यू स्पोक दिस नॉलेज टू द सन गॉड। So Arjuna is raising an obvious question that will come to anyone who hears this section, especially when Krishna says in 4.1 that I spoke this knowledge to Sun God. Now the question actually comes, how is it possible? Now, Krishna and Arjuna are more or less contemporaries, and Arjuna certainly is not of an age where he has spoken to the Sun God. So how is it possible? This question itself indicates that, first of all, we look at the position and the disposition of this question. The position means that it comes in the Bhagavad Gita as it is, Bhagavad Gita is entering into deep philosophy. And it indicates that questions, logical questions, are meant to be raised. And the Bhagavad Gita does not disapprove of questions. At the same time, if you look at the position of the question, you know, Krishna made the point in 4.1 that I give the knowledge to Sun God. Now the question could have come immediately at that time. But Arjuna's question comes not immediately, but substantially later, 2 verses later actually. So why is that? Now Arjuna waits to see if in the further course of Krishna's discourse the question gets answered or not. Sometimes when we are hearing a class, we hear some point and immediately and that point raises a question. Some of us may be inclined to immediately raise our hand and ask the question at that very point. And in some interactive discussions, that may well be the best, that may well be welcomed. But sometimes such questions may interrupt the flow of the teacher when the teacher is speaking. So, and if the teacher is going through a linear systematic flow, then the teacher may also anticipated the question that a previous point would bring, and then in one of the future points that question would be addressed. So Arjuna waits after hearing 4.1 to see if Krishna is going to clarify that, how he could have spoken to the Sun God. So after that Krishna speaks how the parampara system was set up for passing knowledge to the Rajarishis. And then in third verse, Krishna says that now the parampara is lost, so I am giving the knowledge to you. Now that means, now that part about Vivasvan is more or less over. Krishna is just telling that the purpose of telling that was that actually the knowledge I am giving you is not some new fangled concoction. It has been there, and in the past also it was there, and not only was it there, but even at that time I had given it, so I am only giving it to you now. So that the knowledge is ancient and it is authorized. It is ancient in the sense it is given in the past, authorized because the same person who gave it in the past is now giving it to you. So that assurance is coming to Krishna, coming to Arjuna through these statements of Krishna. So now after this the question may come up that basically this points out that the historical detour is over. The detour into history of the story of that knowledge is over, and now Krishna will move forward to further talk about the same knowledge.
Then Krishna said, no, the detour cannot get over so fast. The detour itself has raised some questions, and those questions need to be addressed. So accordingly, Arjuna raises this question at 4.4. Although the question is about 4.1, he waits to see if the Krishna's flow of thought is going to address the question 4.2 and 3. But when at 4.3 it becomes clear that now the flow of thought is, that point is more or less over, and the flow of thought is going elsewhere. And Krishna, Arjuna says, no, I need to ask this question. So we see the position is that there is inquisitiveness. At the same time, there is also patience. Not that as soon as the question comes, immediately ask. No, wait and see. In the natural flow of the discourse, the question is answered. If not, then he is asking. And then the way he is asking is also very instructive. Katham etat vijaniyam. How am I to understand? That means Krishna has spoken that I give this knowledge to Sun God. Now Arjuna does not challenge the fact. Arjuna only presents his problem with understanding the statement. So this is often talked about in communications as a principle of discussion where we have a non-challenging question where we don't compromise our intelligence, but at the same time we don't question the other person's integrity either. So if Arjuna just accepts unthinkingly that Krishna spoke this knowledge, Sun God, then Arjuna is compromising on his intelligence. How is it possible? It doesn't make sense intellectually. So Arjuna doesn't compromise on his intelligence, but at the same time he can't unthinkingly accept what Krishna has spoken. So, but if he doesn't accept it, does that mean that he has to say that Krishna is a liar or a bluffer, Krishna is just exaggerating? No, he doesn't question Krishna's integrity either. So, he adopts a balanced path wherein he states that Katham etad vijaniyam. How am I to understand this? So, Krishna, he's not saying what you're saying is senseless. He's saying that it doesn't make sense to me. At one level, the difference may be subtle, but it is significant. It is that rather than blaming the speaker for saying that you are speaking senseless things, Arjuna is speaking that I am not able to understand what you are saying. So Arjuna is accepting responsibility himself. And this way, we can actually have honest discussions whose honesty does not breed acrimony. Acrimony means harsh feelings and harsh speech. There's no acrimony that comes because that honesty is there based on mutual understanding or mutual respect. So Arjuna respects Krishna's authority, and after respecting Krishna's authority, he says, how am I to understand this? So, for example, when we speak something, and if we apply this from a speaker's point of view, if we speak something and we see blank faces in front of us, then if we ask, do you understand what I'm saying? The implication of such a question is that you people are dumb, and why are you so dumb that you can't understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? That could very well be the implication of that question. But if we want to be more inviting, less denigrating of others' intelligence, we could say, we could make the same point by saying, am I making myself clear? And then, generally, we will get a much more ready feedback to that. Who likes to say that I am not understanding what you are saying? That who wants to admit that I am not intelligent? And our goal is not to make people feel bad about themselves. Our goal is to help people understand things. So when we take up the responsibility for that, and we say that, so blaming them for not understanding, we take up the responsibility. Am I making myself clear? And that way, again, people will candidly say, okay, no, this point is not clear. Can you explain? So essentially our purpose of transmitting the message clearly gets served if we take up the responsibility rather than assign blame to others. So similarly, here we see from the student's point of view, Arjuna takes a similar attitude. Rather than blaming Krishna for speaking insensibly, Arjuna says the same point but says in such a way that it doesn't make sense to me. How am I to understand it? Katham etad vijaniyam tum adav proktavan iti, that you spoke it long ago. So when we adopt this attitude of accepting responsibility rather than assigning blame, then we will be able to educate as well as communicate much more frictionlessly and much more productively. Frictionlessly because there will not be misunderstandings, and productively because people will be forthcoming. People will not feel defensive. So if Arjuna doesn't say over here, Krishna, you are speaking nonsense, then immediately Krishna is supreme himself, God itself, but in normal communication, if we do that, the normal human tendency will be to become defensive. But by taking the responsibility, I am not able to understand. So Krishna, Arjuna, make sure that the point gets clarified, but does it in such a way that it doesn't cause any friction or any hurt feelings. Thank you.